Neal, the host of the Good News Podcast. This is your source for good news, fun stories, and sonic joy. All of this goodness is coming to you from beautiful Chicago, Illinois.
I think in the U.S., at least, it's fair to say that good news coming from the government is sort of hit or miss. But sometimes legislation and government is just good news and feels pretty apolitical, and I'm happy to share it. First, let's talk about delayed flights. It seems like they are happening more and more, and airlines are overbooking flights. Air travel just seems to be getting, let's say, less good. So when I read about these new rules coming from the Department of Transportation, I thought that actually makes a lot of sense. Basically, if your U.S. domestic flight is delayed for more than 3 hours, or your international flight is delayed for more than 6 hours, you'll just get a refund, whether it's purchased directly from the airline or from a website like Travelocity or Priceline or whatever. A traveler is, and I quote, entitled to a refund if their flight is canceled or significantly changed, and they do not accept alternative transportation or travel credits offered. I think in the past I've had a flight get canceled or super delayed or something and been offered credit to use at the airline. And in that moment, I don't want that credit. I probably want to fly with any other airline that won't cause me as much anguish as that airline did. So this seems simple, to the point, and if you want it, you'll just get your money back. A sweet little addendum on here. Airlines will also have to give cash refunds if your bags get lost and don't get delivered within 12 hours. I've only had an airline lose my bag once, and it was definitely more than 12 hours. I like this rule. Next, we're talking about the internet. We've talked about expansion of broadband in the U.S. as good news in the past. And today we are talking about the reinstatement of net neutrality rules. In short, net neutrality just means that an internet service provider treats all internet traffic exactly the same. Without net neutrality, there's the potential for an internet service provider like Comcast to say that Peacock gets top streaming priority and will always be the fastest internet traffic in your house because NBC and Comcast are related. It's worth mentioning that nothing like that has actually happened in the years where net neutrality was repealed. Net neutrality was first passed about a decade ago and then was repealed in the Trump presidency. But this is another thing that just makes sense, to me at least. Internet service is like water and phone service, and I'm fully in favor of not slowing down or blocking anything differently depending on who my internet service provider is. So, two bits of good government news. Keep an eye out for new flight delay and cancellation rules coming your way in the U.S. And net neutrality is back in the U.S. That is the good news I have for you today. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening. If you've got good news or an idea for the show, amazing. Send an email to hello@thegoodnewspodcast.fm. While you're at it, follow us on Twitter, @thegoodnewspod. If you love the show, think about supporting our Patreon or reviewing us wherever you're getting this podcast from. Both are great. The music you hear on the show is from Poddington Bear. Have a great day.